The aged Apostle Paul wrote to his young son in the faith, Timothy, and in the second epistle that he wrote him, and in the second chapter, which has been called the chapter of responsibility, gives seven beautiful pictures of what a Christian is and should be. In chapter 1, he calls Timothy his son. By this, he must have led Timothy to the Lord, and therefore Timothy would be his son in the faith. And we too are sons of God by faith in our Lord Jesus. In chapter 3, the Christian is identified as a soldier of the cross, one as to who is to take his share of the suffering. And in the 5th verse, we see the Christian as an athlete, one who strives for the mastery, one who puts everything that he has into the course that he's running, the course of life, and we run it for the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. The 4th picture is that of the husbandman. And here we see the picture of the individual who, like the farmer, is sowing the good seed of the gospel. We have been called not to just sit, but we have been called to serve. We have been commissioned, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Declare the entire counsel of God to all men everywhere. This is what we mean by sowing the seed, sharing with men and women the world over the good news, the glad tidings, the gospel message that Christ Jesus, God's Son, came into the world, born of the Virgin, to live a sinless life, that on the cross he might die, bearing in his holy body, pouring out his holy soul for our sins. Yes, he died, wounded for us, bruised and bleeding. And so we are to be the husbandmen, the farmers, the sowers of the seed. We are to go out and sow the good seed of the gospel. We are to sow it into the hearts of men, praying that the Spirit of God will cause that seed to take root, and that these people will become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And by virtue of the new birth, they will be added unto the church. The Lord adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. And so we're left here, once he saves us, to serve and to sow the good seed of the gospel. Lifetime is training time for reigning time. Now, the reigning time is that time in the future when we're going to be with him for all eternity. But he's left us down here. He says the labors are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will thrust forth laborers into the field. Now, I guarantee you that farming is hard work. Running a plow or a cultivator, doing the many, many tasks that a farmer has to do, is hard work. And let me tell you something, friend of mine, in case you don't know it, the Lord's work is hard work. God has left us here to do the hard work of sowing the seed, that in due time we might expect the harvest. Oh, today he wants to see men and women. He wants to see boys and girls. He wants to see people who are out of Christ coming to know him as Savior, as Lord, as Master, as Redeemer. He's interested in bringing to himself those that are out of Christ. And that's why we're left here, to sow the seed, that men might be, and listen to this word, that they might be saved. We're sowing the good seed of the gospel into the hearts of men and women, that they may know what it is to experience salvation. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's what he came into the world for. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And those sinners who are willing to believe on him, trust him, acknowledge their sin and guilt, he'll save them for time and eternity. What must I do to be saved? Oh, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. By grace are you saved through faith. And the Lord adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Paul said, according to his mercy, he saved us. And friend, by his grace, he'll save you today, and he'll make you a workman, one who can sow his seed. Will you trust him? How he'll use you and bless you today. Amen.